Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisini, and this is the evening news. It was 80 years ago to the day Misak Manoukian was shot by the Nazis at the fort of Mont-Valérien. In his last letter addressed to his wife, Mélinée, he expressed the wish that France honor his memory and that of all freedom fighters. Both will enter the Pantheon this evening. Of Armenian origin, Misak Manoukian is the first foreign resistance fighter to receive this honor, a strong symbol of the conception of French nationality, according to Renaud Large, expert at the Fondation Jean Jaurès. The ceremony, chaired by Emmanuel Macron, began at 6:30, and Patrick Bruel will read Misak Manoukian's last letter. The other big headline in the news this evening is the speech of Gabriel Attal. 3 days before the Salon de l'Agriculture, the Prime Minister held a press conference devoted to the agricultural crisis. A new Egalim bill aimed at guaranteeing a minimum income for farmers will be presented this summer. Gabriel Attal also announced the exemption from employer contributions for almost all seasonal agricultural jobs to deal with tensions in recruitment. Russian courts will examine a complaint from Alexei Navalny's mother at the beginning of March. The opponent of Vladimir Putin died last week. His mother is demanding the remains of her son, but the Russian authorities refuse. The circumstances of the death of Alexei Navalny remain obscure. And then 21 departments will be placed under orange weather alert tomorrow, 19 for strong gusts of wind, and it is the northern half of the country that is concerned, from Pas-de-Calais to the English Channel via Aisne. Furthermore, Vendée and Deux-Sèvres will be under orange weather alert for rain and flooding from midnight. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisini for English Waves.